My name is Sadie Kendall, Sadie Renee Kendall. I'm 27. I'm a mother. I have three children. I currently only have my youngest daughter. I like art, poetry. I'm a bartender. I grew up in the system from the age I was 5 until I aged out of the system at 18. My mother. She used to do drugs, and my older sister told somebody, and they reported to CPS, and they did a little investigation and kind of like set us up and ripped us away. And I was 5. Yeah, it all kind of just happened like abruptly. It was. I don't know. It was crazy. I didn't understand what was going on. I was a kid. I went to my first foster home. It was actually a Mennonite home, and I always will remember them. I love them so much. Then we went to our next home, and something happened. The mother didn't want to keep me. It was just like a lot of jumping around. I was confused. And then finally, there was this one family that adopted my little sister, but they didn't want me because I had too much issues and trauma. I would run away. I think I do remember doing like some things for attention because, I was confused about what was going on in my life and I just kind of wanted my mom back. So I would do things for attention when I would have outbursts. So like in between the foster homes I went to, they did put me in a couple like mental institutes, Southwood in Pittsburgh, PA. I went there a couple times. I was so jacked up off the meds that they gave me, I cannot remember the time frame there at all. Like I was sedated most of the time pretty much. Off of Seroquel and Zoloft. I mean, I was on like 300 milligrams of each pill. And I couldn't swallow pills, so they made me mash it up in peanut butter. And that is just like, that's why I can't eat peanut butter anymore. I know there, I got restrained a lot, and they would like put a shot in my butt if I didn't want to take my medicine. Like they would stab you with like this thing and it like knocked you out. I don't even know what it was. It was like a horror story. And I went back there twice and at the second time they had me there, I just lost my stuff. I was so scared of being there. I hated it. It was like hospital prison. You were locked up. There was like barbed wire. It was ages 8 to 18. And a lot of the kids that I've seen have like they actually had like some issues. You know what I mean? It was scary. It was very scary, the things I've seen in there. Like all I just needed was a little bit of therapy and love, really, honestly. I don't think that I needed to be in an institute. I mean, I of course, I had some behavioral issues, but it was nothing that I should have been locked up in a room or sedated. I think that I just had a lot of trauma in my life, and I just needed somebody to care for me, how you're supposed to care for a child.